Rubber Game Wednesday between the Royals and the A's. We pick it up top four, game tied at two. A man aboard for Lorenzo Cain, who digs in to face Paul Blackburn.
Here's a 3-1. It's hit high and deep to center. Back is Rajay to the track. He's at the wall, and it is gone. Lorenzo Cain with a deep drive to straightaway center. His 13th long ball of the year. He scores Drew Butera, and the Royals are back in front 4-2.
Now the pitch by Castro, and that swung on a one-hopper and threw into right for a hit. Over to third, that's Moustakas. Rounding third, Pinder's got a great arm. The throw, though, it's offline. The run is scored, and the Royals wind up with runners at second and third, and they take a 5-2 lead. And here's a drive to left center by Chapman. Way back, Cain at the track. He will turn and watch it fly, and the A's have tied it up. A two-run home run to left center field by Matt Chapman. And here in the bottom of the eighth inning, and the eighth inning is magical again for the A's. We're locked up at 6-6. And now the pitch to Gordon is on the way, and it's swung on in line into right center for a base hit. Over to third base, that's Escobar. Pinder's throw to the plate is going to be cut off, and the Royals take a 7-6 lead. Shaded toward the line. Pinder's a right-handed hitter. And now the pitch to him. Swung on and missed. Dropped a breaky ball in the dirt, and this game is over.
The Royals take Wednesday's rubber game by a 7-6 score. 11 combined players had multi-hit games on Wednesday. The major league high for a single game this season is 13. Both teams are off on Thursday. Matt Chapman's two-run home run in the bottom of the eighth gave the A's a 6-6 tie against the Royals, but Kansas City went right back ahead in the top of the ninth as the A's would eventually fall 7-6. Here is Oakland skipper Bob Melvin.
Yeah, just a little out of sync with his command. Made him throw a lot of pitches. A lot of balls were up in the zone behind a lot of guys. In the pitch count, we had to get him out of the game when we did, and obviously when you bring your starter out of the game that early, you got to cover a lot of the game, but probably from what we've seen, maybe not his best outing.
Well, before the game, you were talking about last night how a win like that, you know, can go a long way, and you even said, you know, even if you don't win, the fact that you've made the other team realize you get 27 outs has some value. Does today's loss have value to your team?
Well, it does. Yeah, I mean, it just was an ugly game all the way around. There was no pace to the game, and it just seemed, like one of those games that just was blah. And then, we're down, and all of a sudden Chapman hits two-run homer, and now we're right back in the game. So continue to get good at bats. Healy hustles down the line. We got the winning run at the plate in the ninth inning. So, it is a results-based industry, and you want to win, but the fact that you keep battling in what was, early on, not a really good game for us, does have a little value, yeah.
Hey Bob, that was Chris Hatcher's first game in the big leagues in a while. Just what did you see out of him getting one?
Good. I mean, we saw some 95s, and, looks like he has a nice delivery. He got a little slider and a split. He's had some success in big situations for pretty high-profile team. So, with what's going on with our bullpen and, losing some guys, it's nice to have some depth and a guy that's got experience too.
Were you trying to stay away from Trinan today?
I was. I really didn't want to have to use him unless it was that situation, and hopefully it was a save. But, he said he was good for one inning, and once we got to a tie game, that's our closer at this point.
The A's enjoy an off day on Thursday.